They've only identified 5 of the 106 confirmed dead in Hawaii. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A week after a wildfire destroyed the town of Lahaina, Fox's William Lajeunesse is in Maui.
So the most immediate challenge is accounting for the 1,000 individuals who are still considered missing. 20 dogs, 90 recovery workers are in the disaster zone, sifting through the rubble and the ashes, looking for any soft tissue, teeth, and bones that they can recover DNA.
President Biden calls the disaster.
Generations of Native Hawaiian history turned into ruin. I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
The president says he plans to go, but isn't sure when, not wanting to interfere with the recovery. The president spoke in Wisconsin as he keeps touting the law he signed a year ago today. No Republicans supported.
The Inflation Reduction Act was approved by a slim Democratic majority, authorizing nearly $800 billion in clean energy projects and an IRS workforce increase. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top congressional Democrats will celebrate the first anniversary here later today at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
After his fourth indictment, this time in Georgia, over attempts to overturn the 2020 election, former President Trump claims evidence of at least Monday will exonerate him in the 18 others charge. That's getting pushback from a fellow Republican.
Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, who often clashed with Trump, tweeted at him saying the 2020 election in Georgia was not stolen. For nearly 3 years now, anyone with evidence of fraud has failed to come forward under oath and prove anything in a court of law.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Weeks after American soldier Travis King fled to North Korea, that country is finally making public comment, claiming King was disillusioned with the inequality of American society and was the victim of racial discrimination in the military. King crossed into the North after being jailed in South Korea on assault charges. He wanted to avoid being sent back to the U.S. to face discipline. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
A container ship stuck at a Black Sea port for 17 months after Russia invaded Ukraine finally set sail today, going through a temporary shipping corridor Ukraine has set up, even as the U.S. warns Russia is preparing possible attacks on civilian vessels. As Russian drone strikes continue to target grain storage facilities in Ukraine, a former FBI special agent pleads guilty for what he did after retiring to help a wealthy Russian businessman.
Charles McGonigal says he was deeply remorseful over work he did in 2021 for the Russian billionaire industrialist Oleg Deripaska. The former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official pleaded guilty Tuesday to conspiring to violate sanctions on Russia by working for the oligarch he previously investigated. McGonigal admitted to the federal judge he accepted over $17,000 to collect information about another Russian business competitor for Deripaska. Prosecutors say McGonigal was also trying to help him get off the U.S. sanctions list. He could face up to 5 years in prison at his sentencing December 14th. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Two American tourists have made news in France. They apparently got drunk and were then found asleep inside the Eiffel Tower.
It was the early hours of the morning when Eiffel Tower security guards stumbled across the pair. They were in an area normally closed to the public, having hopped a security barrier while coming down the stairs. A specialist firefighter rescue unit was called in to bring the men down. The Americans have been spoken to by police, the tower's management threatening to file a criminal complaint. Even though the inebriated sightseers posed no threat, security is tight in Paris. The Eiffel Tower was evacuated twice on Saturday as a result of online bomb threats. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Women's Soccer World Cup, England just beat Australia 3-1 to advance to play Spain in the final. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois expanding excused absences for work-based learning events. Governor Pritzker signed a bill into law allowing students attending events like 4-H and FFA programs to count program participation towards school attendance. FFA and 4-H programs encouraging both urban and rural Illinois students to participate in hands-on projects across agriculture. Authorities identifying the man who died in a plane crash over the weekend outside Verdon. The aircraft went down Saturday, killing the pilot, Greg Bierman. The crash under investigation by the Macoupin County Coroner's Office. A downtown Champagne bar closed over a liquor license issue. State officials say Punch Bar and Lounge at the Hyatt Place Hotel can't serve alcohol due to an expired state liquor license and a tax hold on the license. The bar shut down earlier this month. However, Punch's state license had been expired since May 31st. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim Miller. It is Wednesday. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
August 16th.
I'm Stevie J. That's meteorologist Greg Solier with our weather brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you so many great fall programs to tap into as you consider looking at urbanaparks.org. And coming up on the 18th is Folk and Roots Friday. Head to the Lake House with your brown bag lunch between 12 and 1 and have a performer entertain you on Friday.
I see. Not quite as awful next week, my friend. What are we seeing here on your maps? I got 50s.
Yeah,
right
we
now,
think
right?
There's maybe there's discrepancy in some of these models around here. We're going to lean a little more, at least in our thinking, on somewhat hotter environs here, at least into the first half of next week, and maybe a little backdoor cool front to take the edge off of heat and humidity the second half of next week. But outside of what comes flying through here late night tonight and really tomorrow morning, from a shower thunderstorm prospect, and that's really going to be it around here. So a little more typical mid to summertime feel anticipated for those in school or still out of school. Yeah, I think the park district wants to keep those pools open as best you can around here as we wind our way through the rest of meteorological summertime. We've got temperatures are very comfortable this morning. 56 Willett and Savoy, 55 Rantoul, same at Danville, 58 Bloomington Normal. A little light patchy fog and haze in some of the outlying areas for the next hour or so. Otherwise, sun-filled. 79 to 81 on the spread this afternoon. Light west-southwest wind. Clear early on tonight. A partly cloudy sky late. We'll pick up the south wind as the night wears on. Low down to 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy day. There may be a fleeting shower thunderstorm passing by in the morning. The last of it is out of here by early afternoon, and that's probably north of Champaign to begin with. 82 tomorrow and a southwest to west wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. 55 with clearing skies and diminishing winds for tomorrow night. Sunny, a bit cooler on Friday at 77. And then comes the warm-up for the weekend. We still think middle 80s. That's okay. Saturday, average for the time of year. About 92, 93, though, aren't thinking on Sunday. 94 Monday, up to about 95 on Tuesday, then upper 80s and lower 90s with humidity easing and maybe shower thunderstorm in a couple of spots. That's it for rainfall late next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Here we go. Off and running Wednesday morning, ESPN 93.5. You know by now, grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia, handed up indictments in the Trump Georgia case. Former President Trump, a whole bunch of other people, 18 co-conspirators indicted by a Georgia grand jury Monday in charges tied to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Political strategist, commentator for Young Voices, Sophia Hamilton is in the swamp, but I trust you're not of the swamp, Sophia.
Oh, I'm definitely not. Thank you so much for having me.
How many parties do you get invited to?
None with people this important.
I mean, wouldn't it be hard? You're finding it out now that you're just on the outside looking in. 95% of the people in Washington support Joe Biden. So it's just, maybe the convenience store guy. What do you think? Does anybody talk about it if you're not on the correct side?
I definitely don't think there's any animosity. I mean, this is a very political town, so everyone's very open to having debates, which as a political person, I very much enjoy, but I've never had any negative experiences with people looking down on the views that I have.
Didn't your parents say, why don't you go to like Montana or North Dakota or South Dakota or a lot of red states out there? You could.
Oh, they would have loved if I stayed in Florida for sure.
Yeah. All right, Sophia, what was your whole take as a young voice in America?
So this was definitely a very interesting indictment. It was incredibly long. It came after a 2-year-long investigation. So I've been looking out for this, and it's very, very detailed, very in-depth. There's a lot of information to go through. It was like almost 100 pages long, and it's a lot. So Trump and 18 other individuals have been indicted on racketeering charges. I was looking into Georgia's racketeering law that they're indicted under, and it's a bit interesting. Normally, it's used to go after gangs, mafia members. So it feels like a bit of a stretch, but when you look into the legal language, I understand how it was applied to this case. But it's definitely a bit more of a serious indictment than the other three that are currently against Mr. Trump. So well, I think it would be interesting to see what comes of this.
The problem I have, and it's an underlying huge problem, is that it does not feel like equal justice under the law. Don't you think Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or somebody, they met with people saying, how many votes short are we? That's kind of a violation, isn't it? I mean, what if you shared numbers with people to call? That's a violation. I mean, they got them on every aspect. They're just throwing everything in. It's just like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, if you go back to all these contested elections beginning in 2016, actually beginning in 2000, with Gore v. Bush, you're saying, well, where can we get more votes? That's illegal. I mean, so it doesn't, it's not the same. So you really can't hit one and not the other. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with that. I think there's a lot of issues going on in our government of where people aren't treated fairly. And I'd really like to see all of those go through the courts and go through fair trials. So this was an incredibly long investigation with a special grand jury, a grand jury, and now it'll go into a jury trial. So I'm hoping that there is a fair trial and that those people can have a look at all of the evidence and give their opinions, and that we will have more knowledge of what's going on and we'll feel better about our election system, because yeah. I think that's what's most important here, and we know that our votes count.
Well, that's right. And we also don't want a country where you don't feel like it's fair. I mean, he's probably going to get convicted. If you have 95% Joe Biden in Washington, D.C., is that a good place to have a Donald Trump trial? Because, I mean, it's all Biden. It's all Democrat. So the jury mm-hmm. pool, how do you sort through a jury pool in Washington if you're Donald Trump?
So my understanding is this trial is supposed to be held in Georgia. I know that some people from Trump's team are trying to get it taken up to a federal court. And I mean, just looking at that logistically, that would probably be more in his favor, since he has appointed federal judges and he may be able to get a more favorable ruling for himself. But I think at this moment in time, the jury for this indictment won't be held in D.C., but there is a separate D.C. indictment.
That's what I mean. I meant I was talking about the D.C. one, but no, listen, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be, well, we ought to go where it's more favorable. It should be the same. Lady Justice,
exactly.
I thought there's a blindfold on her. With the scales mm-hmm. and everything, wasn't there a blindfold, or is she peeking? You can't do that. Sophia Hamilton, how can people connect with you and your organization?
Yeah, so I'm active on Twitter at Sophie Hamilton, and you can follow me there, and I'm constantly posting my views and my work.
You get a call from your mom saying, honey, don't say that, honey. Why would you? Why would you bring
sure she's listening.
Yeah, well, listen, we appreciate it very much, Sophie. Thank you. Sophie Hamilton, ESPN 93.5. She was in Washington, D.C. this morning. Mm-hmm. It is 7:14 with your sports headlines.
Hey, St. Louis Cardinals winners. My son Aiden gets really excited when the Cardinals win. Hasn't been very much, it feels like, this season.
Tell dear sweet Aiden that we only have one more game with Oakland. Oakland is... Yeah.
Okay.
And it's one
They're
of those
bottom of the barrel
it's,
team.
It's a little bit like the Cubbies. You can't lose to the White Sox today. I mean, that's a team you got to beat right now.
Yes.
As you're pursuing, Milwaukee's got to play the Dodgers. They lost late last night.
Okay.
You can't lose to the White Sox. Anyway, yeah, the Cardinals have been very, very good beating teams they should in years past. When we played Pittsburgh 19 times, we'd win 16 of them, or 50, a lot. And so now it's a balanced schedule, and I think that's cause for concern for teams that beat up on the weaker teams.
I see.
I think that's a switch this year.
Huh.
So anyway, it was good last night. It was fun. It was fun. It was supposed to be fun. It was fun.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and Dakota Hudson was great again last night. He got early support, and the Cardinals beat the A's 6-2.
Hudson goes to 4-0 on the season, wins his 20th game at Busch Stadium against just five losses. Jojo Romero finished it up. Cardinals got home runs from Walker, Edmund, and Arenado.
And the Cardinals scored four early and then added on, and Tommy Edmund finished off the night with a blast over the Cardinal bullpen as Tommy Edmund has 11 home runs.
Well, it's nice to score early. The Cardinals know what it's like to be on the other side of that. The A's are struggling. The Cardinals win the series with the victory yesterday. Go for the sweep today.
It's Matthew Liberatore, and Liberatore is going for another great performance after what we saw down at St. Petersburg. Matthews 2-4, Paul Blackburn 2-3 will pitch for Oakland. We're on the air at 4:50 today. It's an earlier start. 5:35, Ricky will have the lineups, and I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:45 from Busch Stadium. Yesterday, Cardinals 6, A's 2.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
White Sox over the Cubs, 5-3. We've got a 6:30 pregame. Pat Hughes does such a good job.
Yeah,
I think he's good. The Hall of Fame and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
he's a wonderful man
of all accounts.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was on when we launched the Cubs back in the day, and he's just a really nice guy and very, very good at the play-by-play. So.
7:05 for the first pitch from Javier Assad and Mike Clevenger for the White Sox. It's a 7:05 start here over on US 105.9. Illinois volleyball, an exhibition game in Huff Hall at 6 o'clock tonight. It's August 16th.
Yeah, I know, and it doesn't. I think
EIU is in there.
I think high school football has their scrimmage Friday,
yes.
And the season starts a week from Friday.
Like exhibition games and things like that. That's right.
Their varsity scrimmage, and then they got. I think all the area schools a week from Friday play high school football.
I know it.
Man.
And when it comes to us, we're making preparations now for the drive to be live at Pia's. So join us on September 1st.
That's the day before
after
our
3
opener,
o'clock.
Right?
That's right. And so our Illini will be facing the Toledo Rockets on Saturday the 2nd at 6:30. And we're getting ready because we have the 83 reunion going on with that Rose Bowl team and hoping for some good guests. We've been talking to some people behind the scenes.
It's going to be, you know, who's that? Who's that? Really? 40 years?
I know.
40 years ago. And there's a lot of us that
knew them. It's cool.
It's really cool. But it's not going to be, oh, there's...
Right.
Because they're 60-something.
Right.
Let's check your weather, brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, the back-to-school physicals, the sports physicals, you usually have a little bit of fudge room. I know we're in the back-to-school zone right now. You can learn more at a location near you, carl.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, this Saturday, and a nice, comfortable spell of weather to continue on for the rest of the work week and school week as well for some. Next weather system through the upper Midwest will drag and trail a cool front across the area during the day tomorrow. That'll generate our next chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Little change in the thinking for the weekend and beyond with a late season spell of heat and humidity. For the day today, a little patchy fog around this morning, otherwise mainly sunny. Up to 79 and a light west southwest wind. Clear early on tonight, a partly cloudy sky late, low down to 61. Southwest to south winds on the increase tomorrow. Partly sunny, windy, could be a shower thunderstorm in spots for the morning to early afternoon. Highs up to 82, that southwest to west wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Clear tomorrow night, lows down into the 50s. Mostly sunny, but cooler, 77 on Friday. Weekend highs 86 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, with low to mid 90s Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target shares are sharply higher. Its earnings for the recent quarter are much better than expected, even though its sales were disappointing and it's offering a cautious forecast. Target also says it's seeing a meaningful recovery after it was dealing with too much inventory a year ago. Target says it's seeing cautious spending by consumers, and the shopper backlash over its Pride Month collection did contribute to push sales lower in June, but sales recovered steadily in July. Wall Street will be reacting later today to minutes from the Federal Reserve's July meeting. The Wall Street Journal says Yum Brands, parent of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, is investing in technology that allows you to place orders through its websites with a third party or at a kiosk in all its restaurants. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you, too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Country music superstars are taking the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage at this year's Illinois State Fair. Kicking it all off is record-breaking award winners Old Dominion on Friday night, August 11th, with special guest Alexandra Kay.
I don't want to be one and then.
Megastar Tim McGraw hits the stage on Thursday night, August 17th, with special guest Landon Parker.
Always stay humble and kind.
Grammy winner Maren Morris will bring hit after hit on Saturday night, August 19th.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Tickets are on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30.
Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand.
Act now. Don't miss these country powerhouses at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. All right, 723, Brother Johnny is in town this week.
Yes.
He's a special guest at a 50th high school reunion.
Right.
Not that he's part of the 50th high school reunion, but a special guest.
Yeah, I only went there 3 out of my 4 years. Because we were in India, if you remember.
You're a freshman.
But it's beautiful weather we've got here, Steve.
Very nice. By the
it
way,
voted most likely to succeed, right?
I think so.
Good call.
Exactly.
Good call.
I got best and worst joke teller for the class of 85 at Unity.
How can you get best?
I don't know.
Because they didn't know who to put.
Exactly.
They picked you for both. Johnny was also, let's note this, probably never exposed this in the history of radio. But Brother Johnny, as a freshman in high school, led his high school team to a Indian state championship.
No, huh? This was the national championship.
Indian national championship.
And I didn't lead it as a freshman.
No,
but
I
scored a few points.
50 years ago.
Okay.
I heard you lead.
Outside.
How many did you score?
I scored 8 in the semifinal game.
Wow.
And this
is a freshman.
This
he's
is the
only
real
a freshman.
Football. It isn't football.
This is basketball.
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
It's basketball.
Now,
thank you.
To be fair, the Indians didn't know much about basketball.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
But you were fresh off.
And the games were outside.
You were fresh off a sterling career at Philo grade school basketball. So you led the Indian national team.
The most memorable part of that season was when I was on a fast break yelling for the ball and a fly flew down my throat in India. And I was sick for a week.
Oh,
but
no.
It immunized me for life.
Okay.
You see, that the fly in your throat in India is
followed
bad.
It.
It's
yeah,
very, very bad because
yeah.
They land on a lot of really bad things.
They do.
So, okay, Brother Johnny is here. Diane is here. This is Stever Morning with, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps a way to change your life, what would it be worth for you? I know you're tired, to sleep well. So I am giving you a chance to take $1,000 of my money to go to Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola and get into one of these Tempur-Pedic beds. And these are former Stevers that won this.
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had a better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Our Tempur-Pedic bed is amazing. We love it. We're sleeping great. It's helping Greg's shoulder. It's helping my back. Yes, it just feels wonderful. I'm sleeping through the night. Greg's sleeping through the night. As soon as you get into it, it is, like, so comfortable. It was definitely worth it.
And my bed stinks. I'm like, I want to go look at these Tempur-Pedics. And then so listen to you in the mornings while I'm driving to work, and I heard the thing for it, the ad for it, and I was like, well, I'll try to get that. And got it. And I went in and on a Saturday morning or afternoon, and I think it was Brian that helped me out and was like, all right. And he came right up to me and started talking to me. And I said, I'm here from the Stevie J promotion. And yeah, I walked in. He's like, all right, let's get you started. What are you looking at? And he's like, try this one out. This one, we got this, that. And then this one's a little bit more of an upgrade. And starstruck. I was like, are you serious? He knows everything there is about beds. It's like he went to school just to learn the insides and outs and how a bed works, because that man knows everything about.
You're talking about Brian down in Tuscola. Yeah. So yes, these are very expensive beds.
And you need to refresh your mattress. Well, Someone was telling me about the sweat at night and how, you know, your mattress can absorb that. And
there's a lot of stuff we're sleeping on that and I understand this is an expensive bed. They start at $3,000, but I'm giving you $1,000. And if you sleep well, it's a third of your life. Everything can click better when you rest. And if you're not resting, it's time to say, I'm going to change this. And I honestly, very candidly, I'm surprised by the amazing testimonies we've received from these things. And it's very impressive. So somebody today will get a $1,000 bill from me. And you'll get to go to Kelsey in Tuscola. You got to be able to get down there in the next 7 days to get the process started. And then you can try out these Tempur-Pedic beds. So what you do is you can go to GoStever.com. It's up. Or just text in bed. And we'll reach out. We'll make sure that you understand that you got to get down there in a week to try it. And $1,000 off. You will never. The Tempur-Pedic company had to be. They had to okay this deal. Because if you see a Tempur-Pedic on sale, it's probably discontinued. They don't make sales on it. You'll never get this. So I'm the only guy in America. The Tempur-Pedic state rep. The guy that is in charge of Illinois called me and wanted to do this promotion in Chicago. I said, yeah, I don't know how to do it in Chicago.
Well, Stevie, it's more than one third of your life because it affects the other two thirds immensely.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking with Nathaniel on the Did You Know segment about the legal limit of alcohol and sleep deprivation and them being very similar.
Well, at 10 o'clock at night, you're at 0.05. relative to the 0.08, which is what's
right.
Legal. So it's how tired you are.
When it comes to your cognitive skills.
Yeah. No, listen, this is an opportunity. I don't know how long we'll do this. I hope we keep doing this, but right now we're doing it. So here's $1,000 to somebody. Just text in BED, 217-359-2255. You're signing up for a chance to go try it. You're not committing to buying anything. You go down there and say, nah, I don't want to do it. That's fine.
Right, right.
But you're getting a chance to go down there and try this thing. Anyway, it could change your life, and I'm excited to be part of that. 217-359-2255. Text in bed or go to GoStever.com.
Kelsey Furniture right there in downtown Tuscola.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday segment with Johnny and Ed Martin is next.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy
dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. It's been 1 year since President Biden signed a bill that was supposed to bring down prices. Fox's Peter Ducey.
The Inflation Reduction Act is really all about climate. They had advertised it as $385 billion worth of climate spending. It's more like $1.04 trillion. That is the biggest investment in climate from the government ever.
President Biden will deliver remarks at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Republicans continue to attack the latest indictment against Donald Trump in Georgia over election meddling.
The accusation of racketeering, they all appear political, and they appear to be tremendous political overreach.
Ohio Congressman Brad Renstra, earlier on Fox Business, at least 106 people perishing in the Mary wildfires. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says President Biden will visit the area. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois State Police reminding drivers to be alert as children head back to school. The season means an increase in pedestrians and bicyclists in traffic during morning and afternoon commutes. Not only are children walking to school and bus stops, they're also riding bikes and crossing the street. A downtown bar in Champaign hasn't been selling alcohol since August 4th, but its state liquor license has been expired for much longer than that. Now the bar is closed and employees asking for help with lost wages. Punch Bar has been operating without a state license since May. There's a new school in Urbana that'll help mirror the vast diversity of the Champaign-Urbana area. Idea Academy, located off Brownfield Road and Prairie View Drive, and it's the community's first Islamic-centered school for Muslim children. Program officials have been working since March to make this school a reality. Again, that is called Idea Academy. If you'd like more information, you can check out the website. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Toronto and Champaign Urbana. Have a Saturday nice, comfortable spell, mid to late summertime weather ahead for the rest of the work week for those in school mode already. There's heat and humidity building over the weekend and a good part of next week as well as we continue to transition into a largely dry weather pattern as well. A little patchy area of low clouds and fog in a couple of spots here early on this morning. Otherwise, the sun-filled sky, 79 later on this afternoon. Light west-southwest wind becoming partly cloudy later on tonight. We'll about at 61. The southwest to south winds increase tomorrow. Cool front approaches from the northwest. That may generate a couple of showers and thunderstorms in spots tomorrow morning into the early afternoon. Partly sunny apart from that, up to 82 and a gusty southwest to west wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clearing off diminishing wind and lows down to 55 for tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, but cooler, 77 on Friday, 86 Saturday, 93 on Sunday. Highs into the middle 90s for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solyang.
Greg, thank you. Currently like 59 or so.
Yeah.
Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. Well, he's out there on the road somewhere because you're kind of like, it's kind of like Charlie from Charlie's Angels.
Okay.
We never see him.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
President of Eagle Farm Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly's final hire before she passed. She was an amazing lady. It's Ed Martin in, I presume, Virginia, or are you in the swamp?
No. I'm in Springfield, Missouri. I'm in Springfield, Missouri. Mike Lindell is having a special meeting.
There you go.
So nobody's been indicted yet this morning here, but I'm sure they're on their way. You know, they'll figure it out.
Well, it's not noon yet, so let's wait. Anyway, at some point, it's just numbing, and yet this is a state charge, racketeering. I think Donald Trump's going to get convicted somewhere because the cards are just the deck is so stacked. What was your take on the whole Atlanta and Fulton County that you saw the other night, Ed?
Well, this one was absurd, and so it fits on the continuum. You know, I think that actually it's kind of bookends. The New York guy was a clown and it's a mess. And then the federal indictments are much tighter because they're federal prosecutors. This woman indicted, you know, they leaked the document early and then they took it back and said that wasn't the document. Well, they were lying. So you're starting off by lying. And then they included all these exhibits and all these charges and all these people. As a practical matter, one very specific detail, this is a bigger case, a trial, than almost anything ever. And it's completely impossible to try this many defendants and co-conspirators and all. It's really just, this is blatantly political and so goofy. I mean, she's trying to have him indicted on this RICO conspiracy thing. I mean, it's just wild. But as you point out, the country looks up and says, fourth time, they hear RICO, they hear conspiracy, and it's just reinforcing for a lot of the country the message they want, which is he did something wrong. And so I think it's effective, even if it's comical. And I, you know, my daily email went out a few minutes ago, or actually, yeah, a few minutes ago, 7 o'clock, which you can go to proamericareport.com and sign up for it. But, and my message was, where's the legal community? Like, it used to be that lawyers were sort of above the fray, and they'd say, oh, no, that's out of control. The lawyers are quiet. In fact, the lawyers are targeted. The Republican lawyers are targeted, and the bar associations are quiet. So it's a bad day, but it's effective if you're a Democrat. I think they like what they did.
Well, Eddie, I got to tell you that, you look up and, oh, he must have done something wrong. But what I hear everywhere I go is they're all doing something wrong. And I think what the message is, they're really picking on Trump. That's what I think the message that comes out is, and I think that's helping right. Trump. But we'll see. I think the bigger story, as far as I'm concerned, is Pillow Man, he is really working on the elective process that we switched to from the pandemic, that really gave Biden the job, and he's trying to roll back some of these ridiculous changes and rules that weren't even certified through the state legislatures and just going through the country. And how do you think he's doing? Because that's really all we should be focused on, Eddie. I think the vote would go exactly the way we would expect if we voted in a fair manner with enough integrity to know that's what the people wanted. And that's what Mike Lindell
is doing. Here's the thing. I give, you know, Mike Lindell, when they write the history of this period, I think they'll say lots of things. But one of the things they'll say is, when you get an entrepreneur and put him into politics and he continues to act like an entrepreneur, it's so refreshing. Because what most of the consultants do, what most of the incumbents do, what most of the political class do is the same thing that feathers their bed every time. And you can see that Republicans and conservatives are losing. We're getting beat at the game. And Lindell, as you point out, has for about a year and a half, he's not been as public. He did something, I guess, a year ago. He's been mostly, and I've been hearing about it in the last 12 hours, he's been mostly going out to counties and saying, hey, what do you need to do in your county to protect yourself, to get your integrity and transparency and accountability? So he's got this hodgepodge like an entrepreneur would. He didn't try to say, if I'm going to have 10,000 Domino's pizza franchises, that everyone's got to be in the same kind of space. It's just they have to be in the right direction together and sharing information and sharing ideas. So I'm cautiously optimistic of his approach. I just think that the larger systems, I mean, think about what we've discovered in the last 6 months. Every major system has been shown to be corrupt, whether it's COVID and the government, whether it's Ukraine and defense spending. Pick a topic and you know it's corrupt, except we're told all 50 states and a couple of territories did perfect elections. Those weren't corrupted. You know, if you say they're corrupted, you'll be indicted. So, again, I think Lindell is right in his approach. I don't know whether it will work, but I think it's better than the usual, game plan of politicians. And also, he opposes, and I'll find out more today and tomorrow, he opposes the ballot harvesting. He says, you're playing their game and you can't win at it. And I agree with him on that. And well, even Trump has said, we got a ballot harvest better than everyone else. That's like saying you're going to be, you know, cheating as well as everybody else. We can't cheat as well as they can.
No, that's for sure. Now, you have to emphasize that. First of all, we won't cheat. It isn't an institution generally on right. the Republican side. There's some smatterings of people that tried. Oh, and by the way, they usually get caught yeah. and punished.
Yeah. yeah.
But Lindell has won in these counties, Eddie. He's had a very good track record, at least of exposing what very well could be going on, even if he can't get the courts to go along. But the biggest, to me, the elephant in the room is the elephant that's not in the room. The GOP is not helping these nonprofits challenge some of these rules across the country. And they're going to spend, what, $4 or $5 billion on their candidates, take 10% of that, and they could really make a difference in the results by cleaning up some of these activities. And they won't help. They just seem to be silent on it.
Well, it's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Ed's on the Tapman's Joint phone line out in Springfield, Missouri. Great community. We love Springfield, Missouri. Okay, so is the whole thing, the whole election, when you talk presidents, comes down to what? Five states. So focus on the five
right.
states.
Right, that's really, Ed, that Stevie's right. It may be eight states, but if you just work those, you got a chance. This could work. But they, you know, these nonprofits are spending time in California and Illinois and winning in some counties.
No,
but as far as the president goes, yeah. you need to go to North Carolina, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. But and you know, and but here's where I would say this is where we're trapped, and we're not following Lindell's model. You know, there's a report that came out today. I think yeah, it is capitalresearch.org. I'll send it up
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, they're a great outfit, by the way.
Yeah, they're a great outfit, and they have a definitive analysis of how nonprofits used just what you just said, Johnny, that they had tons of money, nonprofits, and they used it for voter registration in targeted states. And they were not doing nonprofit voter registration. They were doing advocacy. And my point here is our side, meaning conservatives and Republicans, continue to say, oh, yeah, let's focus on those states. And then we continue to not use the kinds of power we have. An attorney general of a state should be able to investigate that nonprofit and indict some people. The House Republicans, instead of chasing Hunter Biden's laptop, they should be digging into what they're doing and indicting people. And you're only going to modify behavior. I like talking to my kids. If you modify behavior by raising the cost of doing something wrong, if you say, don't talk back, but you never get punished and your kid talks back, he never loses anything or has to sit in the corner or lose his phone for a day, which we did our kids. And you don't do that, then they go, well, you say you don't talk back, but you're not going to do anything about it. So we're watching our side say, oh, yeah, yeah, let's work on the voter rolls. And their side is saying, watch us spend tax dollars. At the center of this investigation is John Podesta. Do you know that John Podesta is now in the White House? He's a special assistant to the president with control of hundreds of billions of dollars for green energy. Now, do you think the green energy money is going to help left-wing groups register voters to support green energy? You bet your bottom dollar. And we're sitting around wondering if we can possibly figure out a way to check the absentee ballot rolls.
You're 100% yep. right. In fact, go back to the Democrats' strategy, which started, well, the biggest example is Zuckerberg, gave $400 million to the nonprofits. Armies of people, $400 million in the 2020 election. They went out and they did the ballot harvesting. He bought those drop boxes I'm always complaining about. That wasn't a government right. deal. Zuckerberg paid for those. And they got permission yep. to put them out and then, quote, help manage them.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough courts to indict everybody, I don't think, Eddie. But we do have the ability to get the more Republican sentiment nonprofits as armies to work legally to change those procedures. They're winning. They don't have enough money. If they had the $400 million, I think it would turn it around. And all they have to, they don't even have to stand up and say anything. They just say, well, we're concerned about voting integrity, so we're giving Capital Research and Justice Foundation money. And I don't understand it. They're just like, oh, we don't want to get in trouble with the radicals. It's like, that wouldn't even, you're not going to out ballot harvest the Democrats, but you could win in court if you had enough people and resources. And these people are dedicated to doing exactly that, like Mike Lindell. Where's the money from the GOP? They don't like Mike. He ran to be the chairman and, you know, and didn't win. And so No, I think that's the issue of the day, whether anybody knows it or not. but we need to use the nonprofits to help get it back on track.
Well, I don't know.
I don't disagree with you. Although I don't disagree with the overall point. The one thing I would say is, I do think you have to modify behavior. I'll give you an example. The Ways and Means Committee is controlled by a really good congressman from Missouri named Jason Smith. The Ways and Means Committee supervises the IRS. With a little bit of effort, they could pull the string on some of these nonprofits and say, wait a second, what are you doing here? You know, this is Zuckerberg. Although you say Zuckerberg did everything legally, I'm not sure I agree with that. And I certainly don't think there's been scrutiny on it. So if you put some scrutiny on it and said you're getting close, people will change behavior. And I think they're getting away with it all the time. And I think that the spirit of it is for them on the other side is, we're getting away with it everywhere. We'll just keep trying. Guys, think about what's going on here. If you say you don't think the elections in 2020 were right, you're going to be indicted or investigated. That's America right now. This is insanity.
Well, Eddie, the Zuckerberg, I think, did everything legally. He just gave the money. Then they took off and did so many illegal things you can't track them, including putting up boxes without legislative approval in swing states. And I didn't undo that. I just wanted to help the vote and get out the vote. It was safe.
But Johnny, look, right now we've got a DA and a federal prosecutor who says just the act of talking to people about their strategy, if their strategy was beyond the pale, you can be on the hook. And I can tell you, if you drag Zuckerberg before a committee and say, did you know the money was going to go to do illegal things? Think about it. You're already talking past the sale in terms of telling the world that they cheated. And instead of saying, oh, well, he got away with it. That's my point is, I don't think you're being, you may think that Zuckerberg never realized it would be used illegally. I think most of the country, like Zuckerberg, in his mindset, thinks we don't care what we have to do. We have to stop Trump. And we don't care if you're winking and nodding. And I just would roll them all up.
I agree.
It's what they're
you.
Doing to us.
But how do
and
you
see
do?
What you get to the bottom of.
Why won't they do that? That's such an obvious move. Why wouldn't you just get Zuckerberg in, at least grill him and ask him, you see what they did. What are you doing putting up voter boxes in Georgia? They have to go through the legislature, which they didn't do.
Exactly.
And at least get it out. But why aren't they doing it? They won the Congress.
If we're gonna do all this, why isn't Stacey Abrams?
Oh, and by the way, they are looking at Hunter Biden. Okay, that's irrelevant.
Why aren't they asking Stacey Abrams questions? Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, go back 2000. Everybody questions it, and everybody questioned how many votes they needed and all these other things. So where is the line between criminal and contesting?
Yeah, I mean, look, I wish we weren't in a world where we were criminalizing speech like that. But my point is, if someone describes to you that you're in a street fight and they say people are punching each other in the face and you say, well, I don't like to hit people in the face. I'm just going to stand over here and yell at them. And hopefully everyone will calm down and they keep punching people in the face. You kind of at a certain point you have to say, is this a fight or not a fight? And I do ask, why aren't they doing it? I don't know the answer. I you know, 6-8 weeks ago, I told people that they up on Capitol Hill, I think they should offer immunity to anyone who is involved in any of this stuff. They can do it by a vote of a committee. It can be done very simply and let them all come in and say, this is what we did and this is what we knew. And now you've got a situation. It's like the Ollie North. It's kind of a Ollie North situation. I mean, if you remember, Ollie North was not acquitted. He was convicted. But Ollie North's case was not thrown out by the courts. What the court said was, you relied on his immunity testimony before the Congress. Therefore, prove that you could do what you just did in court without using his testimony, and DOJ couldn't. So my point is, do something that's aggressive that changes the equation. Or, as I said to you at the beginning, Mike Lindell notwithstanding, we're doing the same thing we did in 2018, 2020, 2022, 2016, 2012, whatever. And they figured out now that they can demonize Trump with the media and demonize Trump with the media and so and big tech, and they'll scare half the country and they'll get away with it. And you know, it's not going to be Trump. If Trump died tomorrow, God love him, I hope he go to heaven. They would make DeSantis into Satan. They would make Vivek into a fascist. Right? They've learned the model. They're not going to unlearn the model. And we're going to sit around and say, oh, I think they said we shouldn't punch people in the face. They keep doing that. Why is that happening?
But I think they're way over the line in terms of they're not doing it that smart. I think people see through it. But I just think their control of the part of the electoral process that they do have control of right now is too great, so it doesn't matter whether we see through it. That's the biggest issue we have. My belief is the Americans wouldn't elect these people, and I think we've had it. But boy, they've got to do something about the ballot harvesting and the drop boxes. The Integrity Commission on Voting, which was Jimmy Carter and James Baker, came out with, there is a problem. If you have too many mail-in ballots, particularly absentee and mail-ins, you just can't control you can't be sure what you've got. You've got to limit the number of mail-ins. And we've got states printing their whole voter roll, Eddie.
Right.
All right.
I'm saying is that I'm not someone who thinks you have to reinvent the wheel every time. There are tools that always work. But I am someone who's saying, you know, we're in a very different environment than we've ever seen in terms of the power and the scope of the media and big tech and what they're doing to the country. And that is the wild card. You guys hear me say it all the time. And I don't see a lot of people that understand how dramatic the thing has changed or are willing to act on it. And if you do act on it, you're marginalized so quickly. I mean, you know, down here you'll have Lindell, Mike Flynn, and those guys get marginalized and have to almost live with the Trump world situation where they've got, in the old days you'd call it points, you know, in terms of buying points and getting a name ID. You know, they got millions and millions of points built up against their name ID saying that they're, you know, QAnon and all this junk, and they marginalize you. So what do you do to make the larger movement of Republicans and leaders stand up and say, we're not going to take
that's
it?
That's what
and
we need. Well, tell Mike hi for us, will you? Keep
I will,
good
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Ed Martin down in Springfield, Missouri. Can't wait to hear the recap next week about Mike Lindell's big thing down there. Thank you, Ed. Always a pleasure. How can people find Ed Martin?
You know, best on, I encourage people to go to phyllisschlafly.com, our major website, where you'll see John and Andy Schlafly's column and my post there. I do a daily radio commentary on about 400 stations, and then I do a 3-minute commentary, and I do a lot of other content there. So phyllisschlafly.com, you can find out about our big Eagle Council event coming up in September on the 15th, 16th, and 17th in St. Louis. So phyllisschlafly.com. And I'm over on Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin, fighting a good fight. So I always enjoy hearing from your folks, DJ.
Always a pleasure. Ed Martin, ESPN 93.5.
Right, hey, have a good time. I'll have to get some updates on what's going on down there, Eddie. I'm very interested.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
Thank you. Ed Martin on the Tapman's Toyin phone line, Brother Johnny in studio, ESPN 93.5. It's Wednesday. Let's check this weather from our meteorologist, Greg Solier, brought to you by Houlihan's and Patio Play, which is Thursday night.
It is. Tomorrow night, you can check out the Chip McNeil Quartet. Wow, you'll love the jazz that you hear, the $7 glass of house wine, the special menu. It's 6 to 8 on Thursday evenings, Patio Play at Houlihan's.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonoran, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. Nice, comfortable spell, mid to late summertime weather ahead for the rest of the work week for those in the school mode already. There's heat and humidity building over the weekend and a good part of next week as well as we continue to transition into a largely dry weather pattern as well. A little patchy area of low clouds and fog in a couple of spots here early on this morning. Otherwise, the sun-filled sky, 79 later on this afternoon. Light west-southwest wind becoming partly cloudy later on tonight. We'll about at 61, the southwest to south winds increase tomorrow. Cool front approaches from the northwest. That may generate a couple of showers and thunderstorms in spots tomorrow morning into the early afternoon. Partly sunny apart from that, up to 82 in a gusty southwest to west wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Clearing off diminishing
wind and lows down to 55 for tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, but cooler 77.
The Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's fillets. So tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse. Choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Johnny, you know Steve Suderman. He's at Good Vibes. Been there 52 years carrying TVs, wrestling people with TVs, actually.
I think you can trust him. We can trust him.
No, he knows everything.
After 50 years, I start to say, well, you know what? Maybe he's okay.
Yeah, maybe he's okay. Well, what do you got at Good Vibes, which is Round Barn Champagne? What kind of wonderful electronics are we chatting about, bud?
Today, it's hard for me to even focus, and it's got nothing to do with this political sandstorm, we'll call it, going around. Our lead technician is back from his vacation, absolutely slammed. Y'all know what it's like to go away for a while and come back, and nobody did your work while you were gone.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep Jason from having to blow his top over stuff. My manager's out of town this week, so I'm here open to close. And I'm not looking for any sympathy. I'm just lucky to get lunch. But tomorrow is part of my wife's birthday present, which... her birthday was in May, but the present is the Beach Boys concert tomorrow night.
At the Devon Amphitheater?
At Devon Amphitheater, yes. There's a guy that joined the band in 1965 that's still there. Mike Love's supposed to be singing. So it's at least what's left of the original Beach Boys. But she's pretty excited.
Yeah.
So we got new stuff arriving weekly. The new QD OLED from Samsung, pretty cool product. Sony's going to cut a bunch of prices on their new models just next week. These things have only just started shipping. Klipsch has 20% off their industry-dominating new subwoofers. If you need a sub, you have to see these products or hear these products because it is like the Thunder Lizard come to life. Sonos has got a Labor Day thing coming with $100 off their indoor-outdoor model. The only thing that works on both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. That's a Labor Day deal, so that's a little bit later in the month. But one thing I wish everyone to come down and take a look at, the LG Gallery television, the 2023 model, it just might be the best TV on the market. It's $3,000 for a 65-inch TV. It's no kidding around. But it is the thinnest, brightest, most color-accurate OLED anybody's made yet. And, well, it's just a cool thing. It's kind of like that TV we had in the commercial with Luke Goody last year.
Only
it's this year's model. It's even better. So, we got some exciting things to look at.
No, it absolutely is. So the new one is, you have I can come look at that 65-inch thin 3000. Yeah, it's there.
It's 30% brighter than last year's model, which is enough to really see that.
I mean, what the heck? I mean, they just keep getting better, don't they? It's nuts.
It's amazing.
So you're going to go see the Beach Boys, and they'll probably be singing all their... I mean, will they play a song you don't know?
I don't think they can play a song I don't know.
Right.
You know?
Get
Around was when I was in high school.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
That's awesome stuff. Steve Suderman, he's got them all, and you can go see it. It's really fun to walk around and see the different pictures and go into the theater room and check out the sound and all of those things. How can people find you, Bubba?
On the web at gvibes.com, in person at 2010 Round Barn. And if you want to call us, it's 351-0909.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Enjoy the Beach Boys.
Hey, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
Saturday.
And we're going to close an hour early on that tomorrow. I'll just tell everybody.
I want to tell you, Saturday we'll be playing those Beach Boys at our 50th high school reunion.
Uh-huh.
There you go. That one's in my rearview mirror, Johnny.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you.
Take care.
Yeah, Beach Boys pretty good.
Oh yeah, seen them a few times. It's always a great show.
Well, you're not hearing a song.
I know, everybody's singing along and dancing. It's just feel good music.
Yeah,
good vibrations.
I'll tell you, some of those '70s music, the bands and the music has been pretty. It had a lot of staying power.
No, yes. They really have.
I mean, really and truly, we always go to find them.
Yep.
But I hear it with the younger crowds all the time.
For
sure. They like it too. All right, we'll be back. ESPN 93.5. The news is coming up. It is a minute before 8 o'clock. Wednesday, there's Diane, that's Johnny, I'm Stevie J. We'll be right back.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis